This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
So I figured this out. You know that saying, like, isn't it obvious? I figured out, like, things aren't obvious unless you know the answer. Because I guess my shows in Germany went well, and the Army Europe guy, excuse me, said, I think we can use you in Afghanistan. And I was like, as a comedian, right? Like, not as bait. You know, you're not just gonna, like, stake me out in an empty field and wait, you know? Not enough hunters here tonight, okay. And the guys who are hunters, thank you for taking a night off from illegally spotlighting deer to come out and see the show this evening. And I told my mom about it. I have not done them yet. But I told my mom, I said, listen, it's 10 nights of shows. It's perfectly safe. She said, oh, you're going to go over there and do more shows for the troops? For the Taliban when we get over there. Mom, they hate Americans, but they love a good knock-knock joke, just like everybody else. I just have to rewrite my act so the woman is the butt of every joke. But other than that, you know, I said, of course, for the troops. Isn't that obvious? She said, I don't know. You do so many weird shows. And I'll give you this. Not this past month, but I did last year in October, I did a gig for a swingers group in Stowe, Vermont. I know. I can see you thinking, how is he going to clean this up for Dry Bar? And that's it. That's the story. Good night, everybody. And by the way, it's nice seeing a couple of you guys again. We'll keep it on the down low. You got it working here in Utah. I'm not going to ruin it for you. I recognize the mole. That's all I'm saying. And so I'll give you that as a weird show. And now I'm bragging. A couple years ago, I was the keynote speaker at the Lower Delaware Bowling Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Thank you. Wow. What are you guys, a bowling league? Let's go see the show on Friday. I'll give you those as weird shows. Like, Mom, if I go perform for the Taliban, I'm going to get my head cut off on the internet. And that's when it dawned on me, things aren't obvious unless you know the answer. Like, I went into Dunkin' Donuts near my apartment. And I ordered a coffee and a cinnamon raisin bagel. I said, I'll take a cinnamon raisin bagel if they're soft. The woman came up, handed me a coffee and a bag, and she says, the bagels are really hard, so I gave you two. And I'm like, isn't it obvious I got something going on in here if I'm asking for soft food? You'd think, you know? Like, I went, three of my friends and I just went to play basketball. And I went in the 7-Eleven near me, and I bought four waters, four Gatorades, and two bags of Doritos in case we needed to carb up. And the woman at the counter says, do you want a bag with this? And I was like, you mean for these 10 items? What is the cutoff? You don't have to ask that question anymore. I'm like, you know what? I don't need a bag. I'm with Cirque du Soleil. I'm just going to juggle it all out to the car. In fact, I'm really good. So I'm going to walk on my hands and just juggle it with my feet. My nearly a dozen items. Isn't that obvious? I got 10 things here.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindbergh. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.